all that I wanted, man. Wanted some money, man.
From JMI Wealth, this Monday morning, Andrew Callagher, good morning. Yeah, morning, Mike. How about, we're going to be looking at this later on this morning. Forsyth Barr have done some numbers and crunching, but for now, the our stock market, it's on fire.
Yeah, a knockout week, Mike, is what I would call it for the N650. So there may be some concerns out there about confidence. I mean, we've seen those confidence numbers not going too far in Auckland in particular. You've got your construction industry that's got some issues. The dairy farmers have got some pretty significant challenges with the M-Bovis issue, haven't they? And the Australians might be growing faster than us, Mike, but the NZX has really cracked on with it. It's 3.5% gain last week on the NZX 50. So I had a quick look. I looked at the last 10 years of weekly performances, and that 3.5% sits in the top 10 weekly performances of the last 10 years, so a pretty significant number. What's driving it, Mike? So I had a quick look at breaking that down as well. A2 Milk, they gained 10% last week, so we had news last week that BlackRock, the giant global fund manager, had disclosed a 5% stake in A2. But look, A2 Milk's really only regaining some lost ground. I mean, it fell around 20% in previous weeks, so that's just sort of fighting back. Main Freight, that's had a solid couple of weeks. Last week up almost 5%, and that followed their pretty well-received results announcement they had recently. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, they were up 7% last week. I mean, the list goes on, Mike. Ryman Healthcare, 6.5%. Even Fletcher Building has been steadily grinding back higher. Early April, that stock down at $5.53, now back at $6.88. The electricity sector has looked pretty good as well. Look, Mike, there doesn't appear to be any one singular reason behind the push high that we saw last week. I mean, it was only a four-day week, so it looks pretty impressive on that front. There's definitely a search for yield, Mike. By that, I mean investors want a bit more than they can get in the bank from dividend yields. You've got to be careful with that, though, because, you know, you're replacing a fairly staid risk with a term deposit with share market risk searching for that yield. But we're 6.5% higher now than we were at the start of this year, so share market's in a good place there. But, Mike, valuations are stretched.
Okay.
And so we need earnings to catch up with valuations. If you look on a historical basis, the market is very expensive.
All right. Now, talk to me about the G7. And, I mean, it was a bust, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, those trade tensions resurfaced over the weekend after somewhat we saw slightly more conciliatory tones perhaps in the last couple of weeks. Mike, I think it's fair to say the G7 meeting didn't go that well. importantly, from a trade point of view, what we have here may be a pretty unprecedented meltdown between the US and Canada. And looking past the childish name calling over the week, and behind that, in the background, you've got the renegotiation of NAFTA. That's the North American Free Trade Agreement, the trade agreement between Canada, US and Mexico. This is very important. These are very large trading partners of the US and Canada. And actually, I think the US has a trade surplus with Canada as well. So it's one where, in Trump terms, that the US is actually winning. I mean, Trump's defending his position. He's calling out the very heavily protected Canadian dairy industry. He's saying there's tariffs there of up to 270%. I can't confirm that, but he's saying, well, look, you're protecting your dairy industry, we're just acting in kind. I think we're going to see these re-emergence this week, some concerns over trade negotiations, and let alone for the fact that as long as Trump's in the White House, I think G7 meetings are never going to be the same again, are they?
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, Mike, this has all happened over the weekend when markets haven't been open, so markets got to open this morning. We haven't seen how they're going to react. This will be a very good test of whether financial markets have become desensitized to these Twitter decrees by Trump, or whether or not they'll just look through them and get on with their job.
That's a very good point, and that's before we get to Singapore tomorrow, of course. What are the numbers
exactly
this Monday morning?
So Friday, 25,316 on the Dow Jones, up 75, so not a bad session, 0.3%. S&P 500, 2779, up 0.3%, and the NASDAQ, 7645, just up 10 points there. The FTSE 100, they lost 23 in the session, 7681. The Nikkei down 128, 22694, that was about 0.5% loss. Shanghai Composite at 3067, down over 1%. The ASX 200 lost 12 points on Friday, closing at 6.04. 0845. We gained 39, another all-time high, 8938 on the NZX 50. The currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.7026 US dollars on the wholesale markets, 0.9247 Aussie, 0.5971 euro, 0.5241 pounds, 76.96 yen, gold trading $1,298.17 US cents, and Brent crude $76.46.
Sterling start to the week. Well done. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.